Welcome to the A Way to Lose podcast. I am your co-host and Lifestyles Weight Management Specialist, Kim McPherson, along with my co-host, Dr. Wes Ward. This podcast is designed to provide insight into creating a lifestyle change proven to help you lose weight. Throughout this podcast, we will also discuss the different topics within the health and weight loss industry, as well as health conditions related to obesity. Not only will this podcast be informative, I promise you it will also be fun. So stay tuned and thank you for joining us for today's podcast. You ready?
I'm ready. So you'll do a little intro and then I'll start off.
Okay. Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the A Way to Lose podcast. I'm your co-host, Kim McPherson, along with Dr. Wes Ward. Today, we're going to talk about willpower and discipline.
That's right. You know, these are sometimes two sides of the same coin, right? Contrary to popular belief, more willpower, more self-restraint, more discipline are not always the end-all, be-all answer to weight loss. Now, let's be honest. Is willpower and discipline and self-restraint an important part of weight loss? It is, right? If I'm going to lose weight, if I'm going to establish healthy eating patterns, if I'm going to be consistent about going to the gym and working out or walking, then I do have to be disciplined, right? That it is a part of the weight loss journey. But sometimes when we view weight or view willpower and self-restraint as the answer, as the end all be all to weight loss, that's all I need is willpower and self-restraint. All I need is just that desire to go. Then that's where we sometimes end up with trouble, right? We tend to struggle because our willpower and determination, like most things in life, kind of ebbs and flows. It's more like a roller coaster. It goes up and down. There are days that we're more disciplined and honestly, days that we're not as disciplined. And so sometimes if we're totally depending on willpower and discipline to get us 100% there in terms of weight loss, it can actually end up being detrimental, right? And then can actually contribute to some negative behaviors in terms of how we interact with food and things of that nature. You know, here's the thing. We see this most specifically when people choose really restrictive ways of eating. We tend to like to attach ourselves to a specific way of eating or a specific diet and then hold on to that way of eating and define that as maybe good or bad, right? So we may say, well, eating low carb is good. And so then it's okay for me to do it. And so that then you believe when I'm eating low carb, I'm being good. And the contrast there is when I'm not eating low carb, then I'm being bad, right? And frankly, when it comes to weight loss and a healthy lifestyle, those are really not helpful concepts in terms of painting things with being good and being bad. Because what happens when we do that is we tend to want to reward ourselves when we're being good, which is okay, provided we choose appropriate rewards. But then we tend to want to punish ourselves when we're being bad, or we tend to be judgmental of ourselves. And that tends to kind of feed shame and guilt. And we beat up on ourselves and we say to ourselves, you know, what's wrong with me? Why can't I do this? I'm just never going to make it because I keep messing up and then we just quit. And, you know, that is certainly not where we want you to be, right? In terms of your weight loss, we want you to be successful. But we all know in terms of weight loss, you know, we often tend to turn to food to comfort ourselves. you know, so that if we are starting to kind of feel down or depressed, or we have fallen off the wagon, as I say, and we've eaten the wagon, we've gotten off our meal plan, we've not gone to the gym for a couple of days, so we label ourselves as we're doing bad and we feel bad. Well, then we want to comfort ourselves. And let's be honest, if we're struggling with weight loss, then sometimes food has been a comfort. And so then we turn to that again. We want to default back to what comforted us in the past. So the more stringent a meal plan and the more difficult it is to follow, the more likely it is, again, that we'll fall off the wagon. You know, nobody's perfect. We've talked about this before. Nobody perfectly adheres to their meal plan. Nobody perfectly adheres to their exercise program. What's important is that we're being consistent. And so that is why willpower and self-restraint or self-control alone isn't going to always get us there.
Absolutely. You know, we think all I need is some willpower or some more restraint, and then I'll be able to lose weight. I need just a little bit more. But what if we actually needed was a little more ease and curiosity? What if instead of eating to follow the rules, we ate in a way that would bring us pleasure and make our bodies feel good? As someone who spent many years trying to understand and unlearn diet mentality, what I want to know for sure is that the more we try to control and the harder we grip, the faster and harder we crash and burn. And that is a very powerful statement if you really think about that. You know, we have to condition ourselves that there is, we have conditioned ourselves that there's only one way to lose weight, or that a certain product or certain diet is going to solve all of my problems. And that's not the case. You have to focus on what you need in order to be successful in your program. What are the elements that you must have to stay on track? Is it the accountability? Is it support? Is it a weight loss coach? Is it a friend? Is it a family member? Is it a medical practitioner that is there helping and guiding you along the way? You have to rely on several things to help you move forward. You can't put all of your eggs in one basket where willpower and discipline is concerned. You need to rely on motivation as well as support from others to help keep you moving forward. And like Dr. Ward said, there's going to be times that you don't always do great or that you fall off the wagon. But you're also going to have times that you may fall off that wagon and you will not feel like you want to get up onto that wagon or that you feel like you can get up on that wagon. And that is why you need to reach out for others to help you get back on track. Reach out to people that are supportive of your journey. If there are people out there that do not support your journey, that are not for you losing weight or having a healthy lifestyle, then do not talk to those people. Don't share anything with them because it's only going to make you feel worse. You know, reach out to those that support and will be there for you. You know, here at A Way to Lose, one of the biggest pieces of what we focus on is motivation and accountability coaching. We want you to move forward. We want to be there to help you when you're stuck or you feel like falling off that weight loss wagon. We want to guide you forward and help you through those speed bumps and those detours that you're going to face. And to be honest, you're not alone. You're not doing this all on your own without support. That is something we provide. That is something we're very proud of because of the people we've helped, their success. And, you know, we want to help you. We want to see you succeed. We understand the struggle better than anybody. And so it's very important to have a support system in place to help you when you are struggling with this.
You know, I think that's so important, Kim. You mentioned the idea of being aware of those negative people in your life, right? We want to believe that when we start on a healthy pattern of healthy weight loss and a healthy meal plan and healthy exercise and all those things, that the people around us are going to be our cheerleaders and they're going to come along and say, that's awesome. You know, that so proud of you. So glad that you're doing this. But let's be honest, that's not always the case, right? All of us have those negative people in our lives, or that we have contact with, who want to bring us down because, you know, maybe they're not making healthy choices. Maybe they're not making a positive contribution to their own health and their own wellness. And so the fact that you are bothers them. Well, guess what? It bothers them, and that's their problem. It's not yours. But you still want to be aware of those people and be wary of those people because, you know, they don't feel good about you losing weight, and they don't want you to feel good about losing weight. And so they're not always going to be supportive and encouraging. And so I love what Kim said about don't listen to them. Don't tell them that you're trying to lose weight. Don't involve them in what you're doing. Don't feel like you always need to give them an answer, so that if you are out eating at a dinner table with them, say it's, you know, one of your coworkers and you're at a business luncheon or something and you're choosing healthy things, and they, well, why are you eating that? Why are you doing that? You don't always need to give them an explanation. You know, I'll be honest with you, when people do that to me and I know that their intent is to be negative, you know, this is maybe the mischievous child in me, I like to toy with them a little bit, like a cat with a new ball on a string, right? And I'll just turn around and ask them a question. I won't necessarily answer them, but I'll turn and say, well, why shouldn't I eat this? And I just put it back on them. But I think that's so important, is just being aware of those people who tend to be negative, who aren't going to be helpful. Don't feel like you need to explain to them your journey or what you're doing, or even tell them. Make sure that you're spending your time and energy with people who encourage you, who are there to support you and to help you along your weight loss journey. And, you know, that's, again, a great example of how that losing weight is more than willpower and discipline, right? It takes those people that are there to help us and encourage us as well, for us to travel along the journey. So one of the things I tell our clients is that when it comes to staying on track with weight loss and sticking with your meal plan and your exercise program and all of those things, it's important to create systems. And I think of systems in terms of things that are automatic, things that I either know are going to happen or things that happen automatically. I don't have to think about it. And your meal plan is one of those. Your meal plan is obviously a component of weight loss, but it's also a important part of staying on track, right? And making healthy choices, is that if I plan out my meals and I know I'm going to eat lots of fruits and veggies and make healthy choices, and that's decided in advance, then when it comes to that choice and I do have to go to this luncheon, then I'm prepared. I've already mentally prepared myself that I need to make healthy choices. I need to try to eat lighter at this meal, or whatever. And with choosing a meal plan, we talk a lot about choosing one that works for you. And like Kim mentioned earlier, being aware of kind of the restriction in terms of a meal plan can be really burdensome and a real impediment, right, to losing weight. Because if we have a restrictive meal plan that has a lot of requirements or instructions, and it requires a lot of mental and physical energy, it can be really easy to just want to quit. So it's important to have a meal plan that works for you, that's easy for you to follow, and that you can afford. You know, I often tell our clients that if you're trying to eat an organic meal plan on a ramen noodle budget, then it's never going to work. So make sure that you're finding ways to make your meal plan work within your budget. So that meal plan is such an important part, obviously, of having a system in place to be successful at weight loss. You know, the second component is your exercise program. You want to make sure that you're choosing an exercise program that, one, you enjoy. We don't want you to do exercise that you hate, because guess what? You're not going to do it. We want you to choose an exercise program that is designed just for you, that takes your limitations and your likes and your dislikes into account, so that when you're done designing that program, you're excited about it because you love to go play racquetball. And so you're going to incorporate that into your exercise program. Or you love to jog on the treadmill, or you love to do the elliptical. So we incorporate that into your exercise program so that there are things there that you look forward to doing. And having things that you enjoy obviously help you stay motivated. And then the third one is accountability. This is so important, and it's often the key sometimes to staying on track with meal planning and exercise. You know, having someone there who can encourage me, to push me and say, hey, no, we are going to go to the gym today. I know that you're kind of stressed, but guess what? Exercise is a great stress reliever. So get your bag, Wes. Let's go. We're going to go. Having that person to push you and encourage you is so important. So a workout partner is a great accountability system. Someone at home who helps you cook and helps you make healthy choices is a great accountability system in terms of sticking to your meal plan. And that is why we have built that in to our weight loss program, because we know how important it is to have accountability. We know that there are sometimes it is that accountability that's the only thing that gets you back on track, where willpower and discipline and self-restraint have completely fallen to the wayside. And it's that one person who reaches down and grabs me and pulls me up and encourages me that helps me get back on track. So that accountability is so important. And then lastly is a schedule. Now, this doesn't have to be planned by every minute, but you do need to know what days you're going to do what activities. This is especially important when it comes to your exercise program. Knowing Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I run on the treadmill. Tuesday, Thursday, I do strength training so that I don't have to get up and think about, oh, what am I going to do? And then, okay, if I'm going to do that today, well, what exercises am I going to do? And how's that going to work? And how long do I need to spend? And should I do legs first or should I do arms? But I don't know if I want to do legs. And, you know, last time I did legs, and then you spend too much time thinking about it, and guess what? It all starts falling apart. So having a schedule of what am I going to do and when I'm going to do it, and this can be fairly loose, but having a general idea of what I'm going to do can be very helpful in terms of staying on track with your weight loss program. And this is true with meal planning. So that I don't have to think about, oh, am I going to eat out with the coworkers at lunch today? Nope. Friday, I reserve Friday at lunch for my eat out meal at work, and it's Wednesday. So no, it's an automatic no, I can't go eat out with y'all today, right? Those kinds of things that help you stay on track can be really beneficial, where willpower and discipline kind of fade, and those things are not the strong motivator today. All these other components are really important in coming along and helping you stay on the journey and stay on track. You know, so like Kim mentioned before, we have a lot of options for you when it comes to weight loss, you know, and all these things that I've talked about, we've incorporated into our programs. So if you're out there and you say, you know what, gosh, this is really resonating with me. I recognize that I need that accountability. I'm missing that. And I'm single and I live on my own. What am I going to do? Reach out to us. We would be glad to work with you to help you with your meal planning, with your exercise program, and be that critical component of accountability that maybe you're missing. And we can do that through our group coaching. which is often 50 to 60% cheaper than some of our one-on-one coaching programs. But you get help with meal planning. You get help with exercising. You get the support of Kim and I, as well as the other group members, when we meet with you weekly for our group coaching. But then again, maybe one-on-one coaching is a more individualized, better option for you. So whether it's group or it's one-on-one that is tailored just for you, if you're struggling with weight loss, I want to encourage you to take the very first step, and I'm going to give it to you. Here's the first step. Go out to our website at www.awaytolose.net and reach out to us through our contact form. And then we can have a conversation with you about what is the best fit for you. What is the best option? Is it group? Is it one-on-one individual? What works for you? Because the weight loss program that is going to be most successful is the one that works for you. And while you're at the website, I want to encourage you to grab our free gift, our weight loss success guide. It's a free gift just for you. We've designed it just for you to help you kickstart your weight loss journey. It's full of tips and tricks and good information about a healthy lifestyle, as well as some great tasting recipes that you can cook and try at home tonight. So I want to encourage you to download that weight loss success guide. It's on the front of our website. There's just a little button there. Click on it and it'll take you to the link to download that today.
Thank you all for joining us for today's episode. We hope you gained some valuable information that will help you on your weight loss journey. Have a great week, and we will see you next time.
Thank you so much for joining us for today's episode. We hope that you gained valuable insight that will help you along your journey. To learn more about our weight loss program and to schedule a free consultation, please check out our website at awaytolose.net. That is awaytolose.net. And don't forget to also download your free weight loss success guide today.